Now, the crustal composition then had silicon, then aluminium, then iron, and yet there's not much silicon and not much aluminium in river water. The silicon's travelling down as silicic acid. This one's maybe mostly for Joseph, but it could be for ours as well. Silicic acid, how would you draw the structure of that? Yeah. Good, exactly. So it's got four OHs coming off the silicon. Yeah? So this is actually a polyhydroxy species, but it's not a base, it's an acid. Yeah, so it's a little unusual. You can't get silicic acid in a bottle, unfortunately. It's very unstable. It rapidly reforms silicate minerals. At the outset, the silicate minerals weather very slowly because they've got network covalent structures. They're very hard to attack. When they do attack, the monomer that falls off is silicic acid, and it then reforms other minerals in solution. Now, aluminium only goes into the water either at very low or very high pH, nothing in the middle. It's completely insoluble. So in this case here, we're taking our gibbsite, for instance, and showing that that's in equilibrium with aluminium 3+ at low pH. If we take our gibbsite then at high pH, we'll put it into this soluble form. Now, the aluminium 3+ is not a particularly good species, as I indicated, for fish. Really quite toxic. The characteristic of aluminium 3+, it binds to water and it activates one of the water molecules. That water molecule then loses an H+. That H+ lowers the pH. More aluminium is chopped off the rock that you're floating around in. You get more H+, and it keeps looping back. So that's one of the major issues with acid sulfate soil sites, is if you generate enough sulfuric acid, you'll push the pH down to the point where you start dissolving the minerals that are present. And as soon as they start releasing aluminium, they start generating some acid, which ensures that there's more and more aluminium being produced. So when Robbie and I went and visited East Trinity at the start, the first year that we ran this course here, there were massive amounts of aluminium coming out of the creek, the Magazine Creek, and it was aluminium 3+ is a very good flocculating agent. It causes all of the colloid materials to precipitate out of solution. So the creek was like crystal clear. There was nothing moving in it. It was like completely sterilized. So, and there was huge amounts of arsenic coming out. It was just like